Our words come to us this morning from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. Let our hearts now be prepared to receive these words. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy, and he will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The angel Gabriel had come to bring good news to Mary that she was with child, and not just any child, but the Son of the Most High, the Savior of mankind, Jesus Christ. And I want you to think just for a minute, just imagine what thoughts that Mary had in her head. I mean, the scripture says she was perplexed, but imagine what thoughts that she had in her head, what occupied her mind, because here she was, a peasant girl, and really most likely not of the best social status at the time, but a peasant girl being told that she was going to give birth to the Savior of mankind, and it was all going to happen through a virgin conception. A young teenage girl probably struggled with daily thoughts, probably a lot of what teenagers struggle with now, just on a different level, thoughts, decisions. Suddenly she was being called to think and act and serve on a much greater level than just being a teenager, just being a kid. Now she was obviously startled when this angel Gabriel appeared before her, and especially when this angel said or addressed her as a favored one of the Lord. He said, "Greetings, a favored one of the Lord." And here she's thinking, "How am I favored? I'm just this peasant girl, so how am I favored by the Lord? What does the Lord see in me? What does the Lord want to do with me? So how can I be favored?" Now granted, she was engaged. At the time, she was espoused to be married to Joseph, and he remained with her throughout all of this. But think just for a minute what must have been in his mind. Here he is engaged to Mary and finds out about the angel's visit to Mary, and that she's going to give birth to the Savior of mankind. That's a lot of information to process that's just dropped on you, and it's all dropped on you by an angel. So when we start thinking about that, that really, to me, the word impossibility or not likely, those kind of thoughts come to my mind, because it is not likely that any of us could process this. It's also not likely that any of us could make up a story like this. So those words kind of come to mind, that this is an event that's hard to describe. But at the same time, the angel also reported that they had visited Elizabeth. Gabriel had been to Elizabeth, and that Elizabeth had conceived despite her elderly age, and she had been considered barren. Elizabeth had given up and had basically considered barren. She was elderly. Think just for a minute about how Elizabeth felt. after many years of being unable to conceive, despite trying and trying and trying, her and her husband Zechariah had pretty much said, you know, this is the way that it is. But Zechariah had been confronted by the same angel. Her husband doubted. He became mute until after the birth. And again, the words impossible, not likely, those things come to mind as we hear that account. But brothers and sisters, what we must know and what we must believe is that impossibility becomes the possible, impossibility becomes the likely through our Heavenly Father. That there is not a single thing that is impossible at the hands of God. That through God, all things are possible. So we hear this message about Elizabeth being with child after being barren and elderly. We hear the message of the Virgin Mary being with child, Jesus Christ, the Savior of mankind. We know these things are possible because they are at the hands of God. The commonality between these two things, other than their relationship, and they were related, is that the favor that God found with both of them. God chose them. God found favor with them. We see how the angel Gabriel addressed Mary. God has found favor with you. You were with child. He found favor with both of those. A barren elderly woman, a peasant teenager, people of whom the world most likely had kind of turned their backs on or shunned or not given a lot of attention, the least of society, the Lord found favor with. The Lord was with them, God found favor with them, and it is absolutely no small thing to find yourself favored by the Heavenly Father. I mean, think about it. God chose you. And that's what I'm here to tell you today, brothers and sisters, is that God chose each of you for a specific purpose. God chose you for something. And maybe you've not figured out what that is yet, but you have found favor with God. You've accepted Christ in your heart. You believe that Christ is who He is and God is who He is. And you've taken seriously the commandment to love God with all your heart, all your soul. You've taken seriously the commandment to love your neighbor. And then I tell you that God has found favor with you and has a purpose for you. During this fourth Sunday of Advent, our focus is on peace and it's on love. And what greater love could we describe? What greater love is shared and what greater peace is demonstrated than our Heavenly Father finding favor with two of the least in society? So we hear the story of Elizabeth, we hear the story of Mary, and those are great examples of love bringing peace about your hearts. These two were being called to stand out, Elizabeth and Mary. They were being called to stand out, to be part of something bigger than their ordinary lives, to walk a different place than where their ordinary journeys would carry them. Because we know Elizabeth would go on to give birth to John the Baptist, who baptized Christ himself and prepared the way for Jesus' ministry into the world. And then, of course, we know Mary gave birth to the Christ child. During this busy season of Christmas, it's easy to find ourselves immersed in the secular demands of the season, and sometimes we miss those little joys. I know over this past week, I mean, I have been very guilty of that myself. I mean, things have kept me very busy, mostly with church and with visiting and with funerals. But I found myself not being able to take a breath this week. And this morning, I took a breath, and I was almost late for church. Because I sat down with my daughter this morning and she was playing and I just kind of lost myself in it. And then suddenly I looked at the watch and said, oh no, I got to get to church. Because I was not going to lose that opportunity for that little joy of the Christmas season and what it is that we do with family this morning. But this week had led up to a time to where I was not taking many breaths. I was going and I was going and I was going. And that's what I want to caution you against this morning, is to be careful to not let the world and the activities of the world take away from that joy that you look forward to at Christmas, to take away from that joy that we celebrate with the birth of Jesus Christ. We talked with the children about it this morning. We talked about how Mary sang her song of praise after finding out that she was with child and that the Lord had found favor with her. And if you get a chance this week and it's listed in your bulletin, read the reading from the Gospel of Luke. Read over that song of praise that Mary shares. And think about how that applies to your life. Where is it that you praise God for finding yourself being favored? But it's easy for us to get into a routine of living where we are at this level without reaching our full potential. But the words this morning encourage us to be part of something bigger. They encourage us to be part of something bigger, just as Mary did and just as Elizabeth did. Our Lord too calls us to be part of something bigger. He calls us to be in that covenantal relationship, to be commissioned to go forth to make disciples. He calls us to love God with all of our hearts, and He calls us to love our neighbors. Something bigger than where we currently walk. That's what we celebrate during this Advent season. Where is it that we change along this Advent journey? How is it that we praise God in new and different ways? How is it that we show the love of God in new and different ways? And how is it that we experience that peace, that joy, that hope, and that love in our journey with Jesus Christ each day? Nothing is impossible for our mighty God. Nothing is impossible in the lives of those who believe. We as a body of Christ accept the truth that we find in the Scripture, and we acknowledge Jesus Christ as our Savior. And as we do this, we realize that impossibility becomes the possible, the unlikely becomes the likely. We've heard the stories, we've seen the works, we've seen the miracles. Now we must be prepared to be part of that change in direction as the Lord calls us to go in new ways. Mary went from being a peasant girl to a prophet. Mary went from being a teenager to a mother. And Mary went from being in denial to submission. So where is it that we've changed? Maybe you've changed from sitting in the pews to being a Sunday school teacher. Maybe you changed from being a Sunday school teacher to going into the ministry. Maybe you changed from someone who comes once or twice a year to someone who comes regularly. Where is it that we are being called to change? Where is it that God has found favor with you and wants to use your spiritual gifts in new and in different ways? What great confidence it requires to respond as Mary did. I mean, hear those words again. I mean, she found out all this was happening, and what did she do? She stopped and she said, "Here am I." Here, and she's praying, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." So she completely submitted to that point. So Mary went from "how can it be" to "let it be with me," or to "let your will be with me." Peace in your heart comes with the as we acknowledge the source of all good things to Jesus Christ our Savior. We know that peace and that joy fills our hearts when we say, "Yes, Lord." Love becomes visible when we submit completely to our Lord, submit completely without reservation. Love becomes visible then in our lives, our mission, our ministry, and our service. Peace and love are the words of the emphasis for this day. And what I challenge you to do is this, is to look more deeply into your own life, to look more deeply into your community, to look more deeply in your family, and ask yourself, how can we be more effective at showing love? How can we be more effective at offering peace? And how can we offer the hope that Jesus Christ has offered through His blood for every one of us? Let our focus be on acknowledging the favor that the Lord has found in our own common lives. Let our attention turn to our obedience. Let our attention turn to service and to mission. And as this change comes about in our heart, then we will fully begin to realize what our mighty God has in store for us as you acknowledge the spiritual gifts and acknowledge the places that He has touched your life and called you into some special service. Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. And I want you to repeat that with me this morning in this congregation. Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Amen. So what I say to you now is may your hearts be filled with hope, with peace, and joy and love during this Advent season. And I ask you this as we leave. How does it feel? How does it feel to know that you have found favor with our amazing God? How does it feel? Praise be to God.